Regina. Both the University of Saskatchewan and the University of Regina will be requiring students, staff and faculty to provide proof of vaccination against COVID-19 in order to return to campus for the upcoming fall semester. Both institutions shared press releases on Friday, outlining new mandatory vaccination policies set to address rising concerns about the spreading Delta variant. The U of R and the U of S had previously stated in May that vaccination would not be a requirement to be on campuses this fall, but that masking policies would likely remain. Climbing transmission numbers paired with the reported low comparative rate of vaccination in Saskatchewan residents under the age of 30 prompted the policy review, said the universities. University of Regina students and faculty will need to be fully vaccinated by October 1, and university administration will be providing further guidance relating to exemptions in the coming days. Similar vaccine requirements are being implemented at several other post-secondary institutions across the country, said U of R President Dr. Jeff Keshen. The University of Regina is confident that, in mandating vaccines, we can reduce the transmission of COVID-19 on our campuses and in our communities. Vaccine clinics will continue to take place on site at the U of R by appointment, for students, faculty, staff and their immediate family members. The U of R said that the decision to mandate vaccination was made with input from campus union groups, the students' union and with the support of the Board of Governors. Those headed to USASK for the fall semester have a few more details to remember. The university is requiring all on-campus individuals to have proof of a first dose by September 7 and second dose by October 18. Those unable or unwilling to be vaccinated at USASK will be required to provide frequent negative COVID-19 test results and submit a daily symptoms checklist when on campus. Students who will be living in residences or participating in Husky athletics programs at USASK will be required to be vaccinated to take part, with other campus programs that carry a high transmission possibility under review. Masking in all public spaces on both campuses will also continue to be in effect, said the releases. The health and safety of our campuses is a shared responsibility that requires all members of our university community to do their part, said USASK President Peter Stoichev. More details on how to provide proof of vaccination at both institutions is expected to be shared soon.